Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today is the feast of St. Francis of Assisi. When Francis was a young man, he had a dream that his home changed into a great palace filled with shields, armor, swords, and banners. On all this war equipment glittered a red cross. As he wandered the halls, a beautiful, poorly clad young woman appeared and clasped his hand tightly and said to him, "Francis, my beloved, all this is for you and for your companions. Take up your arms." Francis, however, misinterpreted the dream. The poorly clad young woman was Lady Poverty, the companions, Franciscans. And the weapons, well, the weapons God had in mind were prayer, penance, and preaching. But as I said, Francis misinterpreted the dream and went off to war and was captured. But thankfully, God does not give up on us so quickly when we miss the point. Later, Francis came to the broken-down church of St. Damian. He fell on his knees before the crucifix, and in silence Jesus spoke, saying, "Rebuild my church, it is falling down." Again, Francis misunderstood, and he began to rebuild the little stone chapel. It was a good start, but God had something much bigger in mind. Men began following Francis and his way of life, and when there were 12, they went to the Pope for his approval, and the night before they met the Pope himself had a strange dream. The Pope dreamt he saw the church falling apart, and when it was about to fall into pieces, a small man came up and put his shoulder against the building and with one mighty shove set the church back on its foundations. When the Pope awoke, he knew the small man was Francis. He approved their way of life, and they became the Franciscans. If you feel like you've blown it and not done the will of God, don't despair. God doesn't care about the past. He lives in the present. Just offer yourself once again to Him, and you can do His will. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
At the time of Francis, the Fifth Crusade was happening in Egypt. Francis decided the best way to bring an end to the fighting was to convert the Muslim Sultan to Christianity. So he and Brother Illuminato joined the crusade, sailing to Alexandria, Egypt. Upon arrival, Francis and Illuminato walked straight up to the enemy lines, requesting to see the Sultan. The Muslim soldiers were so dumbfounded by these two small, unarmed Christians that they didn't immediately kill them. They even granted their request to take them to the Sultan. However, there was one rule. If you were granted permission to approach and you did not, you would be put to death. This was no problem except for one thing. The Sultan had crosses spread on the ground covering the way to the throne, believing Francis would not step on the cross. But boldly, Francis stepped right on the crosses as he approached the Sultan, who promptly ridiculed him for desecrating his sacred image. Francis replied, "Well, there were three crosses on Calvary. I stepped on the other two." This courage and wit, this cleverness, so captivated the Sultan that they ended up having many conversations and a great friendship grew between them. Good conversation leads to friendship. However, the Sultan would not convert, but Francis persisted in the friendship. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Seeing he was making no progress with the Sultan, Francis proposed a kind of holy competition, that the Sultan would command two large fires to be made, that Francis would lay in one fire, and the Muslim imams could lay in the other. The one who came out unharmed, his would be the true religion. However, none of the imams wanted anything to do with this trial by fire. At length, the Sultan said to Francis, "Brother Francis, most willingly would I be converted to the faith of Christ, but I fear to do so now, for if my people knew it, they'd kill both me and you and your companion. You have much good to accomplish, and I have certain affairs of great importance to finish, but teach me what I must do, and I will be ready." To this Francis answered, "My friend, I will take leave of you for the present, but after I have returned to my own country, when I will be dead and gone to heaven, by the grace of God, I will send you two of my friars who will baptize you, and you will be saved. In the meantime, remove all sin and all occasions of sin from your life, and live the way of goodness, so that when the grace of God arrives, you will be found ready to receive it." The Sultan then gave Francis his signet ring, which gave Francis his authority. And this is why the Franciscans have had the control and authority of all the holy places of Christ in the Holy Land ever since. They are the custodians to the Holy Land. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Years passed, Francis died, and the Sultan, having fallen ill, awaited the fulfillment of the promise that Francis made him. So he placed guards in all the passes, ordering them that if they met two brothers in the same style of clothing of Francis, to conduct them immediately to him. At the same time, Francis appeared to two of his friars from heaven and ordered them, without delay, to go to the Sultan to save his soul. So the two set out, and having crossed the sea, were conducted to the Sultan by his guards that he had sent to meet them. The Sultan, when he saw them arrive, rejoiced greatly and exclaimed, "Now I know Allah has sent his servants to save my soul, according to the promise of Francis." And after receiving baptism, his soul was saved, and he died in the peace of Christ. How did this all happen? Well, Francis took the initiative, broke out of his routine, went way out of his way to build a friendship with someone who thought very different from him. Now, isn't that interesting? The Sultan was someone who certainly opposed almost everything Francis stood for. But Francis made the effort to do everything he could to build a friendship with the Sultan. And that friendship was the bridge to the salvation of the Sultan. Now, God has placed people in our own lives, spouses, kids, family, friends, who are very opposed to our way of thinking, or at least we may think they are opposed. They may or may not be. We may not even know them well enough to know. So we have to do what Francis did, go out of our way and build a bridge of friendship. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Francis once told a brother who was struggling with doubts, "Do not be troubled, brother, but through friendship learn faith." That's a great line. Through friendship learn faith. See, Francis had a way of life, and he invited people into that, and he built friendship with them, and he had good conversation, and it led them to a deeper faith. Build a bridge of friendship. And it takes three steps. Think about the people that God has already entrusted into your life, and then commit to spend time with them regularly. That's number one. Number two, when you do, delight in them. Find all the pleasing aspects about them and delight in them. And then third, spend time with each one throughout the month, one-on-one. There are three steps. You have to commit to a small group of people that you will spend time with regularly. Number one. Number two, delight in them. Number three, each of those people, you've got to spend time with them one-on-one, because only one-on-one will you get to know them and understand them, and then they will trust you to open up and have real conversations. This is the three-step plan of real discipleship. It's friendship. That's the bridge. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You know, Teresa, one of the most important things, and maybe the most delightful thing we need as humans, is not only friendship, but spiritual friendship. The opportunity to talk with someone about the most important things in life, especially our relationship with God and our pursuit of holiness. And I think for most people, they just don't have that. This is why we train people to be spiritual directors. So, and the saints tell us that everybody needs a spiritual director. So if you long to have someone that you can really talk about the spiritual life with, someone who's been trained in Teresa of Avila and John of the Cross and the great saints, then just go to our website. On the front page, you'll see Need a Mentor. Click there, and we can pair you with somebody in the country that we've trained as a spiritual director. But even better, be trained yourself so that you can help someone else in their spiritual life. There is nothing better, no greater way to contribute good to the world than to help people with their spiritual life. So become a spiritual mentor. Let us train you as a spiritual director. Just click on the button underneath that one, fill out an application, and join us for our next cohort this March. Teresa, I've been struck for a long time by this phrase of Francis, through friendship, learn faith.
Hmm.
I don't know, what captured you about Francis, or what were you reflecting on?
Well, starting with your point, I think there's something very important in how he approached conversion, in the sense that many people could have the courage to approach someone like the Sultan, but it is the fact, what made everyone accessible to Francis is that he approached it just for the sake of friendship. He didn't immediately try to convert him. It was, I'll come back. And that's pure confidence. And I think when you're in a place of power, and a very opinionated place of power, such as the Sultan would be in, you wouldn't be easily changed, but also you wouldn't want someone to be so delicate with you. And I don't think Francis was that.
No, Francis was not a sissy.
He was not a sissy, as the pun goes.
But yeah, so is this the point you're getting to? Because this is what is striking me that I really hadn't thought about until now, is that you probably couldn't find somebody more diametrically opposed.
Yeah.
Francis's thought, his way of life, mm-hmm. his political views, his Absolutely. Moral views. I mean, this guy, this Sultan, was totally different.
Mm-hmm.
Yet Francis developed a friendship with him.
And he made no pretenses, which is very important.
What do you mean by pretenses?
As in, I think that people in those positions are probably very accustomed to many people with ulterior motives approaching them, and everything they say is with some personal gain in mind. And Francis seems like someone who's just approaching in a desire to know and understand. He just goes and he says, well, I'm here now and you're the person who's in front of me. So I'm going to get to know you and we're just going to talk about it. You do and ask of me what you will.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, okay, so think I'm speaking to the people in the audience right now. Think of the people in your life that God has placed in your life, but who they don't think like you, they don't practice religion like you, they don't behave morally like you, they don't think politically like you, and there's a lot of tension. Okay, it's not your job to change them.
Yeah.
But it is your job to build a bridge of friendship and delight in them.
That's perfect. I couldn't have said it better.
But delight does not mean that you have to condone any thinking that's false or any behavior that's immoral.
Mm-hmm. I think it's also important for people to remember when approaching people that disagree with them, A, people can change. I talked to so many people that I would not have been friends with 3 or 4 years ago based on their life decisions at the time. And they were like, this is, that's who I was. And then seeing them who they are now, it's crazy. But it almost makes me wish I had been friends with them then, knowing how good their journey would be. But people can change. And also sometimes maybe we're the one that needs to change. Maybe we need to lighten up or understand something differently, because there are a lot of things that we can completely misunderstand. But if your objective is not to just know and love and understand that person, you're never going to get it. And you're certainly not going to change them. But you're also never going to know when you need to change.
Good point.
So you need friends that you disagree with.
I'm stealing this line from a priest here in Kansas City, Father Andrew Strobel, that I really liked, where he said, people don't need to know how wrong they are. They need to know how loved they are.
Very well said, Father Andrew. That's incredible.
But again, we don't have to condone erroneous thinking or immoral behavior in order to know, understand, love, and care for somebody.
Mm-hmm. I mean, imagine like a kid has just fallen over and broken their nose and they're bleeding all over and you run over all concerned and you go, what were you thinking, you absolute idiot? You're sitting in timeout for the next 20 minutes. I don't care if you're bleeding out of your face. And they're going to bleed out in the corner. But that's how we treat people. And then they stop bringing their wounds to us.
Yeah.
If we walk over and say, well, didn't I tell you? Well, you got to first, you hug them, you tell them you're going to be okay. And then you help them out and you patch up whatever scrapes and bruises they've got. And down the road, maybe you can have a conversation about why you shouldn't be, you know, playing human bowling ball on the icy driveway.
I think you had a couple of brothers that did that.
Yeah.
And I think this is particular because we got to remember, the devil is a divider. And he wants to divide to destroy. So the people in our families who think politically very different, religiously very different, morally very, very different, especially in the areas sexual moral behavior, if a person is struggling with same-sex attraction, even to the point of being civilly married to a person of the same sex, or is struggling with transgender, or any of these things, it's not a reason to cut them off.
Mm-hmm.
It's the reason to build a bridge.
Yeah. You never know where people are going and what part in their life you could play. But I think you said it earlier so, so well, that you are your job. You are not responsible for changing that person and completely, because their mind is their mind and their free will is their free will. But you do have to love that person.
And in order to love them, you're going to have to spend time with them.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to know them, and you're going to have to understand them. Otherwise, you can't love them.
And be a good example. I think that's always important.
Well,
worry about yourself.
Yeah, I mean, the number one reason people aren't flooding the Catholic Church is because of bad Catholics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
yeah.
that's a quote from Catherine of Siena.
Oh, she's unbelievably right. And what a different time. But absolutely correct. My heart bleeds every time I hear someone talking about the story of how they fell away. And it's always the lack of love from a Catholic in their life or the community around them at the time. And it's heartbreaking because that is supposed to be our doctrine. That's supposed to be the core of our belief. That is the understanding of God. But if we're failing to love people, there's no other step to take first. There's nothing else we can do.
Exactly. Well said. Well said. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you. That was lovely.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.